to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. She was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So first off, I want to thank everybody for accompanying me on my journey towards the priesthood. It's been such an encouragement and support having everyone help me on my way to the priesthood. I just want to thank everybody right from the outset. Thank you guys so much. And then also I want to thank in particular Monsignor Franciano, who's been with me throughout my whole journey. I truly grateful, and words can't express the joy and the gratitude I have in my heart for everyone. So first off, I just want to say thank you guys so much. What is that? Those were words that are indelibly imprinted in my mind from about 14 years ago. 14 years ago, I attended what was called a U2000 retreat at Downland Catholic High School when I was a senior. And I hadn't really been living my faith too much then. I just kind of found myself there. And there was about 700 young people at this retreat praising God when I first entered. And I was in the back, just kind of surveying things, wondering to myself what I got myself into. And then this sister comes up to me, this nun. She's in a full habit, and she points at me, and she says, You! And I was kind of taken back, and she says, Go read for Matt. And I was smart enough at that time to say yes, nod my head, and go. And so I read. I hadn't been to Mass probably in about a year or so, and I was sweating bullets up there. I thought I was going to spontaneously combust, but it ended up working out. I was good. And that inserted me into the retreat. And I remember as I was sitting there on a carpet square in the middle of the gym, I remember seeing the priest up in the front, and then I remember noticing in the middle of the gym what looked like a burning, makeshift burning bush made out of 2x4s where small candles were sitting on the platform where the 2x4s connected. And at the top of that 7-foot structure, I noticed a peculiar yet beautiful object. I noticed it is the monstrance. And in there was what appeared to be bread. And I had this great questioning look on my face. The person I was with, the new friends I had just made, saw what I was thinking, and I said, What is that? And one of them said, That's Jesus. For me, that was the beginning of my faith journey with the Lord. The beginning of my journey towards the priesthood, the beginning of my life in Christ. And today in our gospel, we see Mary, we see the angel, a messenger like my friend, saying, presenting, revealing to our Blessed Mother, Jesus the Lord, the Savior. And so I kind of have an affinity with this passage, just with seeing her. The angel says, you will be the mother of our Savior. He will be called the Most High. He will save his people from their sins. And the Holy Spirit will overshadow you and come upon you. What do you say, Mary? All the world waits for Mary's answer, because salvation depends on her answer. And she says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word. So, our faith in Jesus Christ, that's what this, I think this, this gospel passage is about today. And who is this Jesus Christ that we believe in, that we trust in, that we surrender to in our lives? I think throughout the gospel and also the Old Testament, all of Scripture speak about Jesus Christ. Who is this? What does he mean for us? What is his will for us? Why is he so significant? And I think we can see on the cross, we see he is love. God is love. He is God who has become one of us, who has become a baby in a manger to come in humility, to come in lowliness for us, so that we could live with him forever. He became man so that we could spend eternity with him in a happiness that we cannot possibly fathom. And an illustration of this, or just kind of an event that happened last semester when I was up in St. Paul, was I was at a family's home for dinner with my wife over, and the young man, 16-year-old young man, one of the sons of the husband and wife, we got a fire going, and we got a little box fire going, and it was really going for a while, but then it started to die out. And the mother asked the son if he would try to get the fire going again. And he kind of looked a little hesitant. He wasn't quite sure if he knew how to do it right to get the fire going. But he trusted, and he just said yes. And he literally just kind of tossed the log on the fire. And sure enough, it just burst into flame, because the way that this log hit the fire was that it moved the log such that everything was set ablaze in this glorious burning fire. And so I think we can see in Mary's simple yes, her very humble, her very lowly, just willingness to give herself to the Lord, like this young man, just willing to just kind of give this, give it a try, offer himself to throw this log on the fire, that all the Lord asks for us is our simple yes and faith to him. So, and that he will work great things in our lives. He will set the world ablaze with our love and with our life. He will work great wonders through us. So in this time of, in this last day of Advent, as we approach Christmas tomorrow, let's just ask for the grace to receive Christ in faith, to receive him who is our Lord and Savior, and to trust that he will enter our hearts in a mighty way, and that we will be true instruments of his love as we enter into this Christmas season.